My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to upgrade your background music. If you're listening to your favorite podcast or album while you're driving or making dinner, by all means, continue. But if you're just listening to something to listen to something, consider starting a listening project to make this time feel a little more satisfying. So, longtime listeners know that each year I undertake a major year-long project. Normally, it's been a reading project, like all the works of Jane Austen. But this year, I decided to do something a little different. I am listening to all the works of Johann Sebastian Bach. I love Bach's music, and he was prolific. So this winds up working out to about 30 to 40 minutes of listening each day. I started on January 1st, and a few weeks in, I can tell you, it has been amazing. I'll be making a kid toast in the morning and listening to an intricate organ fugue. I am stretching out tight muscles after running, and I'm listening to a soprano trill her way through an almost operatic aria in a cantata. Let's just say that this elevates the experience of daily life tremendously. And it's been pretty easy. There are recordings of basically all of Bach available on YouTube, so I just find one, hit play, and go about my day. If you are a Bach fan too, maybe you'd like to start listening in the car or while waiting for your plane to board. When I began this project, I quickly realized that I had a lot of potential listening time in my day. Most days, I've been able to listen to all of my assigned Bach before it's even 9 a.m. But whether you are into Bach or not, you might choose something else that would let you listen with purpose. There are lots of other composers. Beethoven comes to mind. You could listen to all of Wagner's operas. You could listen to all of Gershwin's works or Stephen Sondheim's musicals. A performer like Duke Ellington would be fantastic. Or the Beatles. You know their greatest hits, but maybe it's worth listening to everything. The good and the more run-of-the-mill stuff that shows you how they wound their way to the great stuff. Or hey, maybe you're going to a Taylor Swift concert and you want to listen to everything before you go. You might explore a genre you've heard of but know little about. I'd certainly like to learn more about jazz now that a couple of my kids are in a jazz band. Or maybe it's the music of Brazil or indigenous music from a certain part of the world. There are a ton of possibilities. Maybe think about a place you are visiting or would like to visit. Or think about a historical character who fascinated you and listen to music from that time. The beautiful thing about the internet, plus the various streaming services, is that you can find pretty much anything. I remember as a kid going to the library and checking out various CDs of, say, traditional Brazilian music in my hunt to find interesting material. But I had to get someone to drive me there, and I had to rely on what my local librarian elected to add to the collection. These days, you just need to look on your phone. I think all time is valuable. We have a lot of time in life that we spend in transition or not really doing all that much. Upgrading your background music is one way to make this time feel more rich and full. I am so excited to be listening to Bach instead of what is randomly on the radio. I bet you would enjoy this life upgrade too. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.